by Sonny and Cher, and I got you, babe. Yeah, all right. 11 past 7, gang. 7-11, not a commercial, but a time check. 51 degrees from Wind 97, huh?
Wind 97.
Moving along with a smile and a song. Come on in.
Hi there. Hello, everybody, and happy birthday to good old George. How are you? Happy birthday, George, if you're listening.
Hold it. Who, George, who?
George Washington.
Oh. Well, he's not listening, you know.
What?
I mean, he's not listening. George Washington passed on many, many years ago.
Well, how do you know he's not listening?
Well, I mean, I don't think he has a radio, you know.
You don't think he has a radio? Boy, where is your faith, Sonny? Where is your... You don't know. For all you know, he could be sitting in that corner. You know that? You don't know. Hi, George. You'll be sitting in that corner. How are you? Happy birthday. Good to see you again.
I think that's a little sacrilegious.
No, it isn't, clown. The idea is that George has passed on and he's in heaven. Now, you don't know anything more about heaven than I do. So what are you doing saying that maybe he's not in that corner? Maybe he's on that turntable going around and around and around with every record every morning.
I think you're getting a little bit over the line. You know what I mean?
What do you mean over the line?
You're getting into the sacrilege and things like that. Let's roll the dice. And get some coffee, and if you want to sing happy birthday to George later, that's okay, but nothing about this spinning around on turntables.
You don't know what he's doing. You don't know what George is doing right now. There, I got a, what is that?
Five.
All I get is five.
I got a nine. You lose again.
I know it. How come you always get a nine?
I know how to roll them right.
Yeah, sure you do. You cheat's what you do. Happy birthday, George.
Now here's a word from the First National Bank.
You don't need a pot of gold at the end of it.
Lounge for dancing and entertainment, 8 p.m. until midnight. Free parking after 5 p.m. For a knight and his lady. Enjoy the knight's table at 95 Lucky Street.
W-E-Y-I-N. 14 past 7, friends. 7:14, 51 degrees. Skinny Bobby Harper here with Frank Mills. Good enough, gang. 16 past 7 from Wind 97, 7:16, friends. Just a second again. Come on in.
Okay, gang, hit it.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. All the wishes and a blessing for your happiness too. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
My little way of saying happy birthday to George. You wouldn't let me sing earlier, you know. So you know where you can go.
Hold it now. Laverne, we'll all sing happy birthday to George a little later on this morning at 4 ends. I'm sorry for the interruption. Of course, as you all realize, this is George Washington's real birthday as opposed to yesterday, which, well, we talked about it yesterday. Third Monday in February from now on will be George Washington's birthday. Anywhere from the 15th through the 21st. It also means that never again will we celebrate George Washington's birthday on George Washington's birthday.
Queen 97.
And now, the Skinny Bobby Harper Show presents This Day in History. Well, gang, there weren't a whole lot of important events that occurred on this day in history. Well, let me see. Florida seceded to the United States by Spain. In other words, Spain gave Florida to us in 1819. I know, the first five and dime store opened by Frank Woolworth in Utica, New York on this day in 1879. 1 year ago today, that still, moonshine still out in Dunwoody blew up, you know, took half the house with it. There was one other important event that occurred on this date in history, and it was many, many years ago, too, and this is, of course, based on rumor, but apparently it was on this date in history that Mrs. Tom Edison, rolled over and said to her husband, "I don't know what you're doing, Tom, but I sure as hell can't sleep with that light on." That's just to mention, sweet blindness.
Yeah. 23 past 7, gang. 7:23, Jim Rogers has the news in a matter of seconds. But of course, at this particular moment, it's time once again for this morning's thought for the day. Inspirational and, of course, provocative gems of philosophical advice. Here then is today's thought for the day. Chewing tobacco may be a filthy habit, but at least it never started a forest fire. Listen again tomorrow, friends, for more inspirational gems of philosophical advice.
Newsroom ago, and here's Jim Rogers.
Good morning, downtown Atlanta, temperature 51 degrees. Wind weather follows the news. Jim Rogers reporting for Win 97 News.
Skinny Bobby Harper.
Believe it or forget.
I'm a rambling jack from Georgia Tech.
The breakfast pig.
Oh, happy day, you are here again.
Presents the thought for the day.
What's it all about? By road.
There are five Moo-Cow.
He's a jolly good fellow.
Traffic condition, chartreuse.
Hi, this is Hank Aaron. And now for the brave score from last night, here is Kenny Bobby.
Dr. Oedipus, it's your mother again on line two. Oh.
You'll be a bad person for it.
We want to bring America together.
And now back to Draft Lottery Bingo.
Under the G for gun, October 31st.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Good morning, Atlanta. This is yours truly, Tiny Tim, here on the wonderful Skinny Bobby Harper Show.
And now, ladies, let's catch up on the soaps.
What the heck do we say?
That's funny!
Traffic condition puke.
Attention, St. Peter, your gate is open.
It's 7:30. Sports time on Win 97. Well, gang, in college basketball last night, Kentucky clobbered Georgia 87-63 to remain a full half game ahead of Tennessee in the SEC race. Tennessee beat Florida 55-52. The other team that had a possibility of winning the championship, of winning the SEC title, Alabama, dropped it back out of contention. They lost to Vanderbilt 111-91. Elsewhere, UCLA beat Washington State 85-55, and the reason for that score is the fact that UCLA is again the number one team in the nation in this week's new UPI Top 10 poll, followed by Marquette, number two, North Carolina, number three, Penn is number four, Louisville, five, Long Beach State, six, a tie for seventh between South Carolina and Brigham Young, Missouri is ninth, and Virginia is tenth. In the NBA, one game last night, Baltimore 102-101 over Philadelphia. The Hawks are home tomorrow night against Phoenix. If I was a betting man, I'd say they lose. Dwayne Thomas, star running back of the Dallas Cowboys, has been given a 5-year probation sentence for the possession of marijuana, whatever it is. And also, there's a fight scheduled for March 13th in Vancouver, Muhammad Ali versus George Chavallo. And that's sports from Win 97.
International Harvester.
Catching you, W-Y-L-I-N.
Got a fantastic song by a group called America. The name of the song is A Horse With No Name. Listen close. A group called America, A Horse With No Name on Wind 97. 51 degrees, friends. 51 degrees on a warmer Tuesday morning. Windy, cloudy, and kind of mild today with a 30% chance of occasional showers, although it isn't raining right now. 24 from 8. 24 from 8 is your hurry and scurry and get ready for work. We have our Skinny Bobby Harper News Quiz of the Air right now. And if you would like to be this morning's News Quiz of the Air contestant, then simply call 892-3777. That's 892-3777. And we'll play the News Quiz game then in exactly 60 seconds. And now, welcome once again, friends, to the Skinny Bobby Harper Morning News Quiz of the Air.
Yeah. But enough, our news crew's off the air contestant right now, and the telephone is George Freeman. George, how are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very good. What do you do? Work, go to school, or what, George?
I go to school.
Whereabouts?
At Emory.
Emory University. What do you do again?
This is my senior year.
Majoring in what?
I'm in theology school.
In geology?
Theology.
Gonna be a preacher.
Well, yeah.
Good enough. Okay, tell you what here, George, it's pretty simple. A recent survey has shown that millions of Americans, in fact, the majority of Americans, actually believe every one of the following statements to be true. Now, George, to be our news quiz winner, you simply tell me how many of the 10 actually are true, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. Number one, they could make light bulbs that would last at least a dozen years, but it would put General Electric and Westinghouse out of business. True or false?
That's true.
Okay, number two, if you would pick up a hamster by its hind legs, its eyes will fall out.
That's true, too.
Hugh Hefner doesn't really like sex.
That's true.
Number four, the crushing burdens of the presidency make it the loneliest job in the world.
Oh, that's true.
Okay, number five, gambling is a disease, like malaria.
Yeah, that's true.
Number six, homosexuality is a disease, like malaria.
That's true.
That's true. Number seven, Los Angeles is now what the whole world will be like someday.
That's very true.
Very true. Okay, number eight, George, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. A secretary who wears the same dress to the office 2 days in a row has probably slept over with her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, number nine, if Congress ever outlawed guns, only outlaws would have guns.
That's true, too.
I beg your pardon?
That's true, too.
That's true, too. And number ten, George, here we go. If you burp and sneeze at the same time, you will die. Is that true or false?
Very, very good possibility that's true.
You think that one's true, too?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. You have true on every one of them, right?
Right.
Son of a gun, George. Every one of them is true except the last one is you won't die if you burp and sneeze at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Son of a gun. George will send you the Boogie Prize, which, of course, as you probably know, is a bust of Raquel Welch, and thanks much for playing the game, okay?
I know.
Good enough, George. Thank you, buddy. Well, we got a theology student there for Emory University, certainly trying their very best to give away our big grand prize, so we'll try tomorrow. Join us at the Hill for the Skinny Bobby Harper Morning News Quiz of the Air. When you're hot, you're hot. Jim Rogers is the news coming up in a matter of seconds, friends. 51 degrees at exactly 18 from 8 o'clock in the morning. Skinny Bobby Harper moving along and singing a song here on a Tuesday, 22nd of February. We have a phone call. Hello. Yes. Your husband thinks he's a caterpillar. Yeah. No, the reason I'm laughing is we've had a lot of calls over the last couple of weeks from ladies whose husbands thinks that they're a caterpillar, huh? Yeah. Well, listen, I wouldn't worry about it, you know? No, really, I wouldn't sweat it at all, because very soon he'll turn into a butterfly and just fly away, you know? Right, thank you very much. Good enough, okay.
When you reaching out, touching you, W-Y-I-N.
Joan Baez, with a circle beyond broken. Joan Baez with the Circle Be Unbroken, Skinny Bobby Harper here on Win 97, and today we're dedicating our whole program to all the gang, or the complete staff and management of our sister station, WSIS. Can you get that? Fantastic. It's 51 degrees, man. Just a second. Come on in. Hey, it's Golden Voice. Speak to us, Golden Voice. Hey, gang, Skinny Bobby Harper again, and we're going to have the market samples from the recent furniture show at the merchandise. Pools open till 9 tonight.
Win 97.
The lady, Bonnie, and fans got to move them out, honey, so I can move them. A good morning to you. It's 51 degrees in Atlanta, 51 degrees winning. And it's time again to remind you that although we cannot tell dirty jokes on the air, we have figured a way around it, and that is, of course, to tell a punchline of a dirty joke. Good old-fashioned dirty joke. The punchline, of course, then reminds you of the joke. And you can laugh your way to work through the carpool or whatever. We can't tell the joke, you know, verbatim, word for word, because we'll only lose our job. And so, with no further ado, then, friends, it's time for this morning's punchline of the day. Gee, I never thought Dad was the kind of guy who would do it with a stork. Light my fire, the sounds of the doors, and 197, Skinny Bobby Harper here on our Tuesday morning. This, of course, is George Washington's birthday. Yesterday was George Washington's birthday as far as, the new edict is concerned. The president trying to, make a three-day, halt of three-day weekends for some of the federal employees decided that good old GW's birthday would from hence on fall on the third Monday in February. And they did the same, sitting around with Columbus Day and Memorial Day and also on Veterans Day. And nevertheless, of course, we all realize that today, the 22nd, is George Washington's birthday. And because, of course, it's impossible to talk to George, George has been, gone for quite a while now, because it's completely impossible to talk to George himself, we have made arrangements to talk to a George Washington. There's a George Washington in our Atlanta phone book, and we're going to call him in a matter of minutes and wish him happy birthday.
Skinny Bobby Harper, Wing 97.
Hey, boy. Hey.
Can you take me back where I came from? Can you take me back?
Did you write the book of love?
Beginning Sunday, December 31st, Wing 97 reviews 1972 with Atlanta's 97 top hits of the year. Beginning Sunday, December 31st, when Atlanta will ring out the year with the top hits of 1972. All the songs were compiled by the Wing personalities, and 97 winners were selected. Beginning Sunday and running through Monday, the 97 top hits of 1972 replayed on WIIN Atlanta.
W-I-I-N, go in.
Under all the spring.
It's 10 before 11 o'clock at WI in Atlanta with Randall O'Toole. 25 degrees right now. Going for a holiday of 60. It's going to be a good day. Loggins and Mustang.
Well, I don't
know. Boy, boy, have you got a square family? Ken Loggins, Jim Macedo, WI in Atlanta, 7 before 11 o'clock.
How would you and a friend like to win a free Friday night at the exciting Scarlett O'Hara's nightclub in Underground Atlanta? Just listen to WIIN, and when you hear us play the WIIN Instant Rip-Off, call Win at 892-3777 and give us your name. If you're picked as our winner, we'll contact you and you'll spend an evening at Scarlett O'Hara's that you'll long remember.
Together with me today,
well, that'll do it. We've got to make room now for Bob Middleton coming up next right here on Win Atlanta. And got one thing to say, it sure was nice being with you, baby.
Oh, it's so nice.
Nice of getting the big job done for Atlanta.
I don't think I can dance right now, I'm sorry. Bob Middleton here at Win 97. I don't even think I can move right now, gang. I did a very absent-minded thing last night. Put my pants in the bed and threw myself over a chair and stayed all night. Now, that's pretty bad. Bob Middleton from Win 97. This could possibly be the most consistent group around the day. The Moody Blues. Good album after good album after good album after good album after hit. And this is you and me, the Win 97. W-I-I-N. It's 11:15 with Bob Middleton and some Harris music. What is life? I can sing all those songs about how he's losing women. Got more than they can lose. Here you is. Super Bowl Mississippi flag. The 14 is Robert Vaughn on Super Bowl, and I have a heated announcement if I can reach it. Oh, here it is. For your information, if you're over 40 years of age and looking for work, the Golden Age Employment Service can help you free of charge. They won't charge you anything since you're not making any money. Call them at 876-4482. Here's the 5-7 to spin. Morning, 11:17 with Robert Vaughn on Super Win, and you've got what you need, babe. Rockin' through with B-Town.
Morning, Carl.
in downtown Atlanta. Temperature 51 degrees when Weather Watch follows the news. A car train collision this morning in Atlanta has boosted Georgia's New Year holiday traffic toll to at least 4. A chance of showers today. The high today 64. The low tonight 52. Currently in downtown Atlanta at 1121. It's 51 degrees. 1126 from Robert Vaughn on Super WII in Atlanta. Song you can take home, boy. Here's the Rocky Mountain High for me to John Denver.
He's born.
It's 1130 from Y97. Robert Vaughn reminding you that starting tomorrow and running through Monday, Y97 runs through 1972. All 97 top in non-stop for Super Win. Straight down the aisle, that's Curtis Mayfield and Superbug. 11:33 with Robert Vaughn on Super Win.
Have you been wondering where you'll go this New Year's?
On song number two for the Win 10, One Bad Apple, that's the Osbournes.
It's a Charlie Tuna weekend on Win 97. Listen for Charlie Tuna and win a can of tuna or a Win 6-pack of hits and stay tuned.
Charlie Tuna 97. W-I-I-N.
11:36 on the Jim Randall Show on Win, and the beat goes on this Charlie Tuna weekend.
Busted Flat in Baton Rouge.
Hey, 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 Bobby McGee.
Good morning, downtown. Temperature 56 degrees at 11:43. Police in Cobb County, Cobb and DeKalb counties report they have no leads or suspects. 64, low tonight 40. Downtown temperature under cloudy skies, 56 degrees.
Top 20. Remember Diana Ross? It's 11:47 on Win and the Jim Randall Show. Charlie Tuna Weekend.
97.
We'll never forget which ways sail to remember.
Hey, bye, it's you.
97.
Goes on Win. It's 11 before 12. Joe Randall on the radio on a Charlie Tuna weekend, and this is Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, Atlanta oldie on Win. It's 13. Wait a minute. How can that be? What time is it, bud? It's 8 before 12. 8 before 12 on Win. Bud's standing in front of the clock, and if you know Bud, you know why I can't see the clock. Here's a nice, sweet Caroline right
away. Hi, I'm Jennifer Brickman, Gwinnett County's junior miss.
Sweet thing.
97.
And the beat goes on, a former super right here on Win. This is R. Dean Taylor, and ain't it a sad thing?
Second.
Right, my turn. Available now on Columbia Records and 8-track stereo tapes at your favorite record store.
97.
W-I-I-N. And this is just 7 numbers. The Four Tops. There's seven numbers. That's a great top 12 win. Yeah. 11:59, this is WIIN Atlanta.
It's a Charlie to the Weekend on Win 97.
Win 97. When did you hear Charlie Trudeau's voice here on the Win, you give us a call right away. If you're the first caller, you win a six-pack of records plus a can of tuna. How about that? Atlanta's number one song, the Bee Gees. I'm Jones from Win 97. She's a lady. She has Sunday school face and Saturday night idea.
97. W-I-I-N.
Chicago. What else can I say? I ask you.
97. Win 97.
61 degrees on the outside. Got a frog in my throat. Ever go frog kicking before? Oh, well.
You could.
Oh, yes, baby, if you could read my mind, you'd probably slap my face.
Hiking along a narrow, winding trail, breathing Georgia, the state of adventure.
97.
Thank you, Officer Don.
Hi, this is Dave Clark at the Dave Clark 5, and you're listening to the JR Show.
And speaking of D.C. and the D.C. 5,
anywhere you want.